Welcome to WordPress Tavern's Industry Night, where you get to pull up a chair and listen in on a conversation about plugins from the people who made them. Hello, everybody. It's Marcus Couch. Welcome to episode number 2 of Industry Night here at WP Tavern. Tonight, we're talking with Evan Herman, a WordPress core contributor and author of 2 great plugins, including a newly released accordion-style plugin called Expand and Collapse Funk. So pull up a chair, grab a cold one, and join me in my conversation with Evan Herman. Let's get into a little bit about your background, because you're a contributor to Core and the rest of it. So how do you create plugins, utilize plugins? What's the typical scope? Is it client scope? Is it community scope? How do you generally create, and who are they for?
Generally, on the plugin side, I stick to community, the community end. I've done a little bit of client work, but I kind of stick in plugins. I like to contribute and give back to the community, and just kind of, you know, do my work and give it back.
Sure. So how do you make your living? You just do customization of different themes, functions, things like that?
I was going to say, for a full-time job, for my living, I actually am a full-time web developer for a network of private schools.
Excellent.
So I kind of do, like, conversion. Right now we're in the midst of converting static HTML sites over to the WordPress platform.
Mm-hmm. And then how's the scale of those? How many pages per site? How many sites? How big of a project is that?
Generally, the sites range from 5 to like 25, but we have about 180 sites in the network, so it's a pretty big project. We've only really done a really small fraction of that, probably 10 or 15 sites at the moment.
Are there certain plugins along the way that you've been using to help you implement this? Are there short codes within the content that you inject, or how's the process? You know, how does that go? Are there any things that you'd recommend for somebody out there that has to do such a huge task?
For the most part, we use, you know, domain mapping plugins to kind of keep things in our network mapped properly. I do it all by hand and eye. I kind of pull things out of the existing sites, just kind of transfer them into their own themes. Mm-hmm. And then once they're in themes, I kind of look at the functionality of the existing site and implement plugins based on that functionality. And that's actually, you know, one of the reasons, a lot of the times I build plugins, there aren't things out there that I can utilize. So I kind of need to hack away at their code or build my own from scratch.
Sure. So let's talk about one of your newest plugins that I think probably is one of those that you speak of, which is the Expand and Collapse Funk plugin. Now, you just put this out, you know, within a day or so. I've been pretty blown away by the functionality, but why don't you kind of give the 30-second elevator pitch as far as what it is, how it functions, and some of the benefits involved?
Well, what it is basically is a very simple interface on the post-edit or page-edit screen where a user can kind of input a link and some hidden content that they want to display. And what it does is generate that link and the hidden content when they publish the post. So when the user clicks the link, it kind of slides down and reveals the hidden content.
Like if somebody had a frequently asked questions section, you could actually list out the questions, and then when they click on the question, it could go into full depth as far as the answer with accompanying video and all kinds of supplementary content that goes with it, right?
Exactly.
What are the limitations of it as far as what you can include? I know there's a lot. I know that you can include YouTube videos within it. What else is included in the package that you've designed?
Everything that I've included, I mean, there's no limit to the length content of the content. You can include YouTube videos. It accepts HTML markup, so yeah, anything you can throw at it, it will.
Can I put short codes within it as well? Other short codes from other different kinds of plugins?
Anything you can enter into a post or onto a page from that edit screen, you can enter right into there.
Very nice. So what are the most complex kinds of things that people have put in within this collapsible kind of
I've seen people refer to this as an accordion sometimes. What's the most complex thing that you've done? I mean, have you seen iframes within it? I mean, with short codes, I'm sure that's probably possible, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can embed iframes. You can do, I've seen crazy nestings of these collapses. So, you know, you have one inside of the other, inside of the other. I'm sure you can throw like short codes of, you can display gravity forms in there, things of that nature.
There are many kinds of, I guess, how would I put it? I guess you could say frequently asked questions, but more in the lines of like biographical information that this would be great for, that you wouldn't have to flood an entire bio page. It could be done not as just question and answers, but also clickable kind of sections, maybe within an online resume where you get to actually see more of the project and the scope and click into links where there's portfolios and galleries and things like that.
And one of the reasons I built the plugin, they kind of list the courses that they offer at each school. And you can click on the course and the description of the course and the teacher and contact information will all pop up. Kind of slides down, reveals that. So that's another, you know, handy use of the plugin.
So it incorporates a lot of different kinds of things within there. So it's not only the photo, but, you know, the syllabus or you know, whatever their schedule is. And then perhaps even, you know, just a button to contact them. And you're right, you can incorporate gravity forms and all that. So this really does add kind of a 3D layer to pages, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's used a lot in themes, but I kind of wanted to bring that functionality to the user, and so they can implement it in the way that they see fit, instead of kind of using it the way the template calls for it.
Sure. Now, do you have to have text as that first thing that they click? Can you use a photo?
Right now, it is currently only text as the thing you click to reveal the content.
Okay.
I mean, the way that it works, once you hit insert, it drops in all the necessary code for you to the editor, and you could just switch over to the text editor and just delete that text and drop in an image between your anchor tags.
Great. So I wanted to talk about one other plugin that you've made that I absolutely love, which is the WordPress Icons SVG plugin.
Yeah.
And in not even a month, you've already had about 5,000 downloads of this plugin. And essentially, this kind of lets you create really cool SVG icon sets. I used it on a site for just embedding like LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter icons that were of proper shade as far as what my theme was at the time.
Yeah, but that seems to be the most use.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there's where do you see that kind of thing going? I mean, beyond what you've created as well, which is a fantastic plugin that I recommend to everybody, how are we as developers, as plugin, you know, inventors and kind of the guys that put it all together, where do you see kind of the vision of integration as to third-party stuff, either going to it or coming from it, and using WordPress as the main hub? What's your vision for the whole thing?
I see a oversaturation kind of developers flooding the market with people are just redoing the same plugin in their own variation, but that have the same functionality. So I kind of see things breaking off from that. Kind of the way that I'm going is these plugins are born out of necessity, as I see it. So I kind of see people taking that route kind of as they need them. They'll begin to build their own plugins, and hopefully they'll release them into the repository as free downloads and kind of stick to that model.
Yeah, you know, we've hit 30,000 plugins in the repository. How many of those do you think actually do different things?
Yeah, not too many. Probably a very small fraction of that.
Yeah, we probably got 4,000 of those are Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we've got 20 variations of Hello Dolly out there. Yeah, it's pretty remarkable that, yeah, there seems to be kind of this culling of the herd that's coming. And plugins that originally you had to have, well, you're seeing two variants here. You're seeing like Jetpack, which is now being busted apart, and different portions of Jetpack are being released into the wild as kind of standalones. And then you've got kind of these aggregate plugins that took the function of two or three different plugins and kind of put them all together into one, for better or for worse. You know, it's a crapshoot either way sometimes with some of these plugins. I mean, which way do you think it's going to go? Unbundling or bundling? Or a little of both?
I kind of see it going the bundling route, but hopefully it's going to be in a more logical bundle. I see, you know, things like Gravity Forms and Easy Digital Downloads. They have those modules that you can download and add them on as you need them, which I think is very smart, and I think that's definitely the route that we need to take.
Yeah, and then the model quite possibly of how apps are too, where you sort of have in-app purchases. Maybe you can have, you know, in-plugin purchased modules as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how they would do that versus the freemium and who would handle the gateways of payments, if you'd have to do that individually, or you could actually create a central sort of clearinghouse for that. That would be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
I know there'd be a lot more developers out there if that were the case. There'd be a lot of app
definitely
guys switching over to this side of the fence for sure. All right. Well, Evan, why don't you let everybody know how they can contact you? And I'll make sure that everybody's got links to all your great plugins in the show notes. But in case they want to reach out to you and let you know how great they think your plugins are, how can they find you?
You can reach me at evan-herman.com or on WordPress. It's just Evan Herman, or eHerman24.
All right. I like a guy that gives out his WordPress credentials. That's great.
That's right.
That's where it counts. It's the only social network that counts. I wish they gave us more interaction on that in the repository, don't you?
Yeah, so do I.
I know that you can see everybody else's favorites and all that, and Lord knows mine's flooded with favorites. But
yeah.
I wish there were kind of more cooler ways we could all hang out and talk about stuff.
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right, Evan. Well, thanks for taking some time with me today. And I look forward to seeing some of your work in the future as well.
Thank you.